You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
One of my favourite albums from back in the day is just about to be released again. An expanded deluxe issue of the phenomenal Flying Nun Records album Tiger by the phenomenal band Superette is to be re-released. An extra special expanded edition. Tiger by Superette is, well, it'd be cool if we could talk to someone from Superette about it. Wouldn't that be great? Dave! Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave from Superette. Nice to talk to you again after all this time.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've had a chat with you.
Yeah. How are you, Dave?
Oh, I'm pretty good, yeah. I'm coming down to South Island.
Oh, yeah, there's no prize, but well done. That's good. You get to really re-release your album. It must be really cool to be able to do that because obviously that means it meant something to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I'm constantly surprised at how much people talk fondly of that record. I think for it to be this long, it's 20 years ago now or whatever, 20, however long ago it was done, or over 20 years.
Mid-90s, so about 1,000 years, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like that. And
but here we are.
So it is not. What was that?
But here we are again.
Yeah, but here we are. Yeah.
It was actually. When did I come? I'm just trying to look at the date here. Surely it's in this. I can't get past the bit on the PR release. It says a rare delight for fans of the band's impeccably slender back catalogue.
Yes, it was a bit slender. Well, we're only really around for a couple of years, really.
Good years though.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff happening. I remember playing at your Squid Bar, actually.
One of my favourite shows, actually, at the Squid Bar.
Yeah, it was good times.
So you're going to re-release the album on vinyl, I expect. That's going to be part of it, is it?
Yeah, that's the main thing. It's a double vinyl. It's got...
Hang on a second. It wasn't a double the first time.
No, the first time it wasn't. The first time it was just a single, but this one's got... the EP, first EP that we released,
wow,
on it, and one side of the vinyl was all the just sort of a pick of the best of the demos that we did for the second album that we never got around to recording.
Oh, impeccably slender. That's really cool. So this is what stuff was able, so you've got the whole album of Tiger, which is amazing, and then you've got
there's two sides. There's another, I think, another five songs or six songs from our first EP plus
some B sides.
Another six side, six songs of from.
Oh,
the
okay. We'll run through. Here we are. The original Tiger track listing along with the band's debut EP Rose Pig, such a good one. B-sides from Touch Me and Killer Clown singles, plus unreleased demos from the band's never-before-released uncompleted second album, as you mentioned.
There you go. That would have been easy. You just read that out at the start.
I want to hear it from the tiger's mouth, as it were. Hey, Dave, I mean, what do you remember about recording the album and then those times and making music then? And is it like a time machine? Can you listen to that album and be transported back, or is it... basically ahead of its time and should be released today?
Well, it's definitely not ahead of its time. I think it's of its time. I'm just normal. I just listen to all the bits and I think, oh, God, that's a bit cringy. But
it's hard, though. But, I mean, I know that... I can only speak from personal experience that when you record an album, you can listen to it for a while, there is the faults in it, And it took me a long time to sit down with our album, when we released it, the Push album, and go, actually, that's cool, and actually really enjoy it like a punter again, And it was really nice. Have you had that experience?
Yeah, well, I think when people constantly tell you they're enjoying it, you have to be pretty dark to... eventually they wear you down and you go, oh yeah,
it is Flying Nun. It was on Flying Nun though, so
well, that doesn't mean anything.
No, I mean,
like 90% of their stuff's rubbish, I reckon.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking to some of the most cynical musicians on one of the most cynical record labels, being super cynical to each other at a club cynical party,
yeah, that's right. It's a cynical club.
did you think this would happen ever? Did you? I mean, is this something you've been working on for a while, or what was the the catalyst to actually get this done?
To get it released, well,
To re-release it.
Yeah, well, because Ben, the bass player, who Ben Howe, I mean, he's been working for Flying Nun, or is Flying Nun, for a long time.
Yeah.
And because he was in the band, I think he didn't want to sort of favour our release, you know, so didn't want to be. So a lot of other things got re-released before our one did, so it's set back on the schedule for quite a while.
You know what? But that's classic. That's classic Dave from Super Rare right there. I love that.
Yeah. But it eventually got out there, and it's. I think I've met a few people in the street down here and just said they bought it, and I thought, well, quite interesting, you know, like because I don't music like that is. Never sell. It's hard to give it away, you know. So it's nice. It's nice to see.
I think there's more and more people are really enjoying being able to slide that album under your armpit and just stroll around with it, you know.
Yeah.
Carefully put it away in alphabetical order and all that sort of carry on. Yeah.
It looks the record cover is quite iconic of the time too. I quite like it.
Well, people. I mean, I guess there's a whole generation of people, and I find myself now really yearning for record covers, even CD covers. You know, like all this music that you accumulate, and then you know, something for example, like the Strokes album, the first Strokes album. Yeah. I never even knew there was a band called the Strokes. I got given that album, and we were actually overseas where I didn't have access to to do any research about it and listen to the album just based on the album cover and the album itself. There's no pictures of the band so I didn't know what they looked like.
They had two covers for the album, didn't they? They had the one of the arse, and then they had the other one that was...
Yeah, the arse one is the one I had. And, The one with the arse.
It was good, it was clever, but I
remember really sort of putting the whole thing together in my head before actually seeing what the band were like, you know, and that was really cool. I really enjoyed that.
Imagination is good, isn't it?
Yeah, but just a little bit of a push from their decision to do that sort of artwork and their decision to school like that. But
you think they did? Or would it be their managers?
There would have been their managers that particular band. But what about new stuff? Are you still writing new stuff? What do you do? Are you still
I do lots of stuff.
Musician. You still write music, Dave?
Yes, I still write music. I have millions of projects, but I never seem to finish any of them. That's my chronic thing. But I've got a band called Metal who I play live with down at Christchurch.
Metal with a T or metal with a D?
Metal as in, pin of metal on your chest.
Stolen metal, Sam, sure.
Yeah, stolen metal, that's a better one. Stolen metals.
And cool. Now the opportunity exists now for a superette, get back out there. Come on, come to do a few shows.
Yeah, well, that's kind of hard to schedule. We did a show with the Others Way Festival, and that was really successful. People seem to really enjoy that, but... Everyone's life's so busy, man. I mean, at the moment, Ben's lost in the Himalayas somewhere. Like, can't get hold of him. He's
optimum place for a New Zealand record label dude to be, is it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He's going to find out.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, he's changed his occupation anyway. He's I think he's a tutor at Wellington University or something.
Yeah, that's nowhere near the Himalayas, though. Just saying.
He's got his finger in so many pies, I never know. I can't keep up with him. He's like a...
It would be very cool to if it happened again, though. I'd like to go see you guys again.
Yeah, it probably will, but it's just a matter of getting us all all the pigeons in line.
Well, for now, let's get our tigers in line.
That's a pretty bad segue.
Yeah, and celebrate the release of Tiger. The deluxe expanded reissue, which is out today,
yes,
on Flying Nun Records, with a never before released track, which I'm about to play. So that's just the first time ever in the world, I think, or played on the radio, maybe. Do you want to introduce Pretty Picture to us?
Pretty Picture, okay. That's the kind of, I mean, a lot of the songs were all about breakup songs. Me and Greta broke up, and then the whole album was a disaster. So for me, it's quite poignant, but it's just a stupid little pop song, really, but it's quite nice. I think people quite like it. It's kind of catchy, upbeat.
Dave, nice to talk to you again. Congratulations for the release of the album, and catch up with you again soon, maybe.
Cheers, Mikey.
Thanks a lot. This is the first time you'll ever hear this song on the radio. This is Super Rare, Pretty Picture.
It's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO. Go buy that Super 8 album today, why don't you? What an ideal stocking stuffer this Christmas. 17 to 9.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.